Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast Season 8. Lucky Season 8. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and we have so many amazing guests from actors, producers, directors, and acting coaches to keep your career moving forward. And today, we are going to talk to an actor, director, and a performance coach. He is the founder of something called The Master Actor, where he created 10 principles that you can apply to any of your audition pieces, as well as your performance. So that means that any script you have, any audition you have, you take these 10 principles and you apply it, and supposedly you will become the master actor.
But before we get to that, remember I'm a real estate broker, and if you're in Los Angeles and you're buying or selling, TEAMRILEY.com, TeamRiley.com for all your real estate needs. Oh, really? No, Riley. TeamRiley.com.
Why don't we just get Steven on the phone and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Steven, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Johnny, I'm doing awesome. Thanks so much.
Awesome. So usually I start at the beginning. This time I'm going to start at the end.
All right.
So you created something called The Master Actor, where you have 10 principles that you apply to. Is it an audition and a performance, both of them, or just a performance?
All of it. I mean, one of my great struggles as an actor, even after studying for many years, was what exactly do I do when I'm handed material?
Exactly.
You know, in an audition, you might get one, two scenes in a row. You could have 10, 20. So
yeah.
Do I have a process that works for me, you know?
Yeah. I got my home studio. I got the lights. I got the backdrop. I can make it look good. I got my teleprompter, bam, I can knock out those self-tapes. But then you're like, oh crap, they cast me. And it's like 8 pages. What do I do? You show up on the set, you got to wing it, or you better know what the hell you're doing, right?
Absolutely. Do you have a process that really works for you that can really hook you into your character, that can hook you into the given circumstances, that you can really come to life?
Yeah. You know, I don't. How do you do it?
I mean, I have a lot of friends that are big time working actors that don't either, you know? And so I found like there is a tremendous amount of anxiety that comes along with that.
Sure.
You know, you feel like a fraud. A lot of times, I don't know if you have this experience, you're in class and you get up there or you're working and you're doing a play or you're doing a film and you're done and everyone's like, that was great. That was amazing. And you're like, thank you. And you're like, I don't really know how that happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's because obviously you have instinct. You know, my Meisner teacher would always say your talent is really your instinct, your impulses. That's really the starting point. Hopefully you have a fair amount of that, because that can really, obviously, at the end of the day, going to be the most important thing, that you can rely on those and spontaneously operate moment on anticipated moment.
Right. Because I heard like Laurence Olivier, he gave the greatest performance at Hamlet. They're like, you did. It's just like you said, you did it. You were amazing. And he goes, well, why are you so upset? He's like, I don't know how I did it. I have to come back and do it again tomorrow.
1,000%. And that screwed him up for many years after that. That moment really shook him to his core, because it really made him question, like, do I really understand this craft? Do I really know what I'm doing?
Right.
And for me, that was such a vital, I became obsessed with it, honestly.
Right.
I really want to have a handle on exactly how to approach my craft. It doesn't mean that you're going to be the greatest actor in the world. It doesn't mean that you're going to knock every single thing out of the park. That's really not the point. There are variables in there.
Right.
But what it does give me is a bind that I absolutely know my approach, and I absolutely know that I can connect to this person, this character, you know, because as actors, at the end of the day, we're storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the job. And the fundamental nature of a story is you have this person, this character, who's desperately seeking something. They're attempting to attain something. And as they're going out and attempting to get it, they run into obstacles. They run into resistance. And they have these relationships along the way. Some people there to aid them. Some people are there to stop them. Those basic fundamental things that comprise a story really mirrors what the craft of acting is really all about.
Right. So let's say somebody goes through your program, and because what I see happen, and it actually happens to myself the other day, because I did, they're like, oh my god, they cast me, and it was like 9 pages and it was a YouTube video. I had it pretty down, but I noticed the girl's work. She was a little green and she knew her stuff. She just goes blank and she lost it. It did happen to me one time, but it happened to her like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, I don't know. I know this stuff. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So does that help with stuff like that? Because you're bringing all your homework to it and you're just, hey, you're just being that other person?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, there's those two basic components of acting. There's the performance aspect and then there's the preparation aspect.
Okay.
The preparation aspect for me is really one of the 10 fundamental principles that I work with is personalization. So it's really taking those given circumstances. I found that you really have to learn how to extract the meaning from the given circumstances. You really have to practice and learn how to pull out the vital facts, conditions, events in a script. Really learn how to put your detective on when you're reading material and take what's essential, what's important, what's meaningful. You know, what are the fundamental beliefs of this character? What do they truly desire? What do they want? You know, really being able to extract that and then personalize it, making it real for yourself.
Do you still do acting yourself, or are you just right here helping everybody to move forward with their own career?
Oh, no, I'm still up in the middle of it.
Okay.
Actually, I had an audition myself last week. Right now, though, predominantly what I'm doing is focusing on the master actor. And then at the end of this year, I'm going to be acting and putting up and acting Sam Shepard's Fool for Love.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, I've always wanted to play Eddie. So I think one of the very first scenes I was handed when I started acting was Eddie, and I had no idea what I was doing. But
that's pretty good.
Now I feel like I'm capable of tackling the depth and complexity of Mr. Shepard. So those are the two main things. But yeah, I still have a manager and I still get out there. But after next year, I'm going to focus a little more on getting out there. And
a lot of people I talk to, they always like, I can't get the parts I want. So they decide, well, you know what? I can write. And then they start writing and they're like, well, I can produce this, maybe bring in a director, but I need to be in the editor because I wrote the stuff. And so you have that movie called One Night. How did that all come about for you?
Wow, you're looking in. I like it. my whole thing was born and raised in New York. I'm a blue-collar kid from Queens, New York. And I just, by the time I was 28 years old, I was working at Smith Barney, and I was absolutely near suicidal. I was so miserable. Something was wrong, and I'd always had a desire to act. So I began that journey then, you know, quit and just jumped in. I just thought I was just going to be an actor. You know, that was my intention.
Mm-hmm.
But as I moved and I came out here, I was called to start writing late in the game. I mean, I did everything. I'm a late bloomer when it comes to all this stuff. Wrote my first piece probably when I was almost 40 at that point, called Losing Melissa, and then shot that piece. And so writing, so I started a theater group called The Collective.
Mm-hmm.
I ran that for 6 years as the artistic director. And then from there, I started what's called The Film Collective because I wanted to start to learn filmmaking. We would meet and we would do short films together, and I learned how to edit, learn about lensing, learn about cameras, you know, the whole nine yards. And that just kept morphing into, I wrote a screenplay. I wrote this piece. I said to two of the members who were in the Film Collective at the time, I have this piece. I think we could do it ourselves. And they were like, I love it. Let's do it. That started the journey of One Night, which I was always in love with. My Dinner with Andre. It's a Louis Malle film, literally just two guys having dinner and talking about life. I learned so much by shooting my own short films and then ultimately shooting that film. And I'm super proud of it. It's actually available. We got distribution on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon and check it out if you'd like. It's my baby.
Do you own the rights to it? Do you get the money when someone rents it?
We own it all. We've made all our money back. We're in profit, which I'm super proud of as well. If you have things inside of you, you really find the pathway to get it out and share it with the world.
So the master actor, actors are listening. How do you get from, you're already graduating from your class, you know, these 10 fundamental principles. How do you start there and deconstruct it all the way back to, I'm a beginning actor, teach me.
Sure. One of the things that I realized when I started acting is they just tossed me on stage right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that really is detrimental. You know, acting obviously is a performative art. We have to always, of course, get to the point where we're performing. Most of the craft, though, I found exists in the preparation phase. That's where the principles really exist. You know, by the time I get to performance where I'm open, I'm connected to you, I'm connected to my scene partner, I'm connected to the environment, I'm taking in the stimulus, I'm actively listening, I'm being spontaneous, working moment to moment. That's got nothing to do really with the craft, the principles of acting. I started to go, what is the most effective way to really learn these? And I feel that off stage is the best way, separating it. When I was distilling down all my study and distilling down what really mattered and counted, I came up with what's called the 10 fundamental principles of acting that I really found can exist in all the material I've ever worked on. It's just a methodology. And I'm a big fan of systems and methods because it cuts out all the confusion and guesswork.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So the 10 fundamental principles of acting are given circumstances, character, objective, obstacles, beat, tactic, emotion, relationship, personalization, letting go. So I crafted this entire program where every single month we do a full-length play.
Wow.
And a feature-length screenplay. So right out of the gate, actors really don't read that much. They're not exposed to material enough. We work from a new play and screenplay every month of various ethnicities, age ranges, sexual orientation. So you're being exposed to this tremendous material.
Wow. Well, there's only 30 days in a month. So how do you do that? Is that sometimes twice a day? And is this in person or online like Zoom?
Everything is via Zoom.
Nice.
And yep, sometimes twice a day. So I arranged it like a gym membership so that, oh, today I could take yoga. I could do CrossFit. You know, today I could take emotion. I'm going to learn about relationship. And I really found it super impactful and effective to isolate these principles and study them independently through a variety of characters and a variety of circumstances.
And this is live?
Live, one-on-one.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay. What if somebody says, wow, I have this huge audition. Is there something where they can work with you privately and you can coach them on that specific performance to get that role?
Sure. I mean, I definitely am open and do work with people one-on-one. That's available as well. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my objective is to instill actors this way of working where we all need help always, obviously. I want it to be so ingrained in people that when they get material, they go, I know exactly what to do. My whole intention is to empower people so that they go, I'm not confused. Certainly, you know, we always have fear. There's always nerves. That's natural. There's a right amount. I remember Mike Tyson, when he would talk about boxing, he said, anyone that says they're going to get in a boxing ring who's not scared is either crazy or they're lying. You know, and I feel the same way about acting. It's like, it's scary, you know, to get out there. But what really arms us, what I really found arm me was these 10 fundamental principles of acting. Being able to deeply prepare, know my character, know exactly what the given circumstances are, have a pure personal connection to those things so that when I arrive to the audition or I arrive to set, I arrive on stage, I know that I'm capable of standing, opening, actively listening and being present and know that those circumstances are going to flow through me because I'm completely connected.
You mean there's work involved? You can't just be an actor and play yourself and make a lot of money?
There are some people who actually can do that. And I always tell people, this is just a way. I look at it like exercise. You know, you have CrossFit, you have yoga, you have boxing.
Okay.
You know what I loved about the three masters that we know of American acting, Strasberg, Meisner, and Adler, they took Stanislavski and they took their own personal take on it.
True, yeah.
Stella Adler goes, don't worry about emotion, just focus on action. You know, Meisner goes, no, it very much is about emotion and getting it, you know. Everybody,
okay.
And then the different approaches to it. So acting, there is no one way to do anything. This is a way. It works for me and many people that I've worked with. Really seems to help them. It's definitely helped me. It's specific. It's powerful. We know exactly how to broach these principles and get underneath the skin of it and get specific with it so that it's no longer some mystery.
Right. So if some actors listening right now, it could be anywhere in the world. It could be Singapore, Japan. It could be in the United States. Like, how could they find out more information? How can they get started? Some kind of free thing that can get their feet wet for free and before they decide if they want to join? Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. TheMasterActor.com.
Okay.
Go there. It has all the details of the program. Everything is broken down. You can download the scripts and the scenes that we're working on for free, even if you're not a member.
Oh, wow.
And you can download the worksheets. And the worksheets are a general guideline that we use, and we go into more detail, but it's a launching pad that we go through. So you can download those for free if you'd like to check them out. And I always offer the first lesson for free because I want to make sure that it resonates. I want to make sure that this way of working can really work for you. There's a free trial button on the website, and you could just take that first lesson for free and see if it's really going to be something that's going to resonate with you and work for you.
All right, so let's say somebody joins, so they can, let's say they get it free, then they join for a month, and the month ends, and can they save money? Like if they want to say, hey, you know what? I'm in for a year. I'm just going to plug it down. I'm going to do it for a year. Is there a discount if you buy it, do something like that?
Yeah, you get 1 month free.
Oh, okay.
Do it for a year.
Oh, 13 months. Okay, I see.
Yep, you'll get 13 months. Also, it's only $99 a month.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's great.
I really wanted to, as an actor, you know, acting classes are like $350 a month.
And you don't work every time, right?
And you're not really, again, you get thrown on stage. And usually what happens in an acting class is I find you get directed.
Yeah.
You're not even working the principles of that. You're not working on what your objective is. You're not working on what the obstacles in the scene are. You're not breaking down the given circumstances of the piece. You know, you're not delving into what the relationship is and how to define that. You know, these are the essence of what we do as actors and of storytelling. And you really want to get your fingers in there. You want to start to really become a master of those, because once you have those and you know that, you can confidently and comfortably really receive any material and go, I know my craft.
Right.
I know what to do.
I know what you're saying, because I was at the Beverly Hills Playhouse for like 2 years, and I was going 3 days a week. But yeah, a lot of the time you're sitting there watching all the other actors and you're just like, wait a minute, when am I going to get on stage? And you get up there and yeah, you just learn a little bit. So this is, would you say this is kind of more like an advanced class that you offer?
I think that any beginner could take it as well. It's open to beginner, intermediate, and advanced, because if you're going at your own pace, right? And we're going to break down material in real time. So you're going to have the experience of, okay, in every single lesson, I'm going to talk a bit about what is an objective?
Mm-hmm.
How does it work? We're going to define it. We're going to go into detail. We're going to read the scene. We're going to go through the worksheet. And I'm going to say, take 20 minutes, go, come back. What do you feel the objective? This is how you define an objective. Go and sit with it and come back.
All the tools are here. There's no fluff. You've already taken everything that doesn't work and threw it out, and you only left in the good stuff.
That's exactly, through all my years of study, exactly what I feel like I've done. Yeah. I was a giant fan of Bruce Lee. I don't know.
I do. Me too.
Bruce Lee started what's called Jeet Kune Do.
That's right.
And Jeet Kune Do is about, hey, study all different styles. He studied Western boxing and Wing Chun. He was open to all these different styles, and he's like, take what works for you and throw it away. That's what I feel like I've done with the 10 fundamental principles of acting, is really get to the heart and root of what the craft of acting is and work those principles specifically until you have mastery over them. And that is really going to imbue confidence and empower you to really feel like, I know what I'm doing. I know my craft. Let's get busy. Because most of the time I find that actors, and myself included, they don't want to act because it's overwhelming.
It is.
Scary. As much as they love it, there's a part of them that's unconsciously kind of deflecting and going, I don't really want to do that. It's too hard and scary, you know? So
yeah.
We want all of our beings to be open to, I want to bring in my role so that I can really embody them.
So some actor getting into the business today, based on all your experience, what advice do you have for them?
Really have a way of working that works for you. Take the time and care. This is a craft. This is ultimately what you want to be doing for the rest of your life. You know, I was doing an off-Broadway show. I'd only studied acting for a few months. And then I said, well, I'm an actor now. And I went out there and I started working. And there was this agent, and he was a pretty big agent. And he came and he saw me. And he said, you know, you really have something. He's like, you should study. He's like, I see that you have something, but I see that it's not formed yet.
Mm.
And in this big agent's experience, he said, you know, it's the people that really have a handle on their craft and they have a love for it and a passion for it and a discipline to it. He said that I find that really have extensive careers and work for a long time. And his advice to me was to study. And you know what? I did. I listened to him because he was right. I had some instinct, but I really had no idea what I was doing. So if you're beginning, know that this is a craft. I would suggest that if this does not live in your heart, this isn't a calling, this isn't something that you feel compelled to do, the words would be, I have to do. There's a lot easier ways to make a living.
True.
There's a lot easier life that you could have. You know, the artistic life can be a challenging one of ups and downs. But if it is in your heart and you are called to do this and you feel like this is part of why you came here, then give yourself the gift of really learning your craft and having a deep understanding and respect for it, because that's at the end of the day what's really going to count and matter.
That's true, because I ask that question all the time. I even did an in-person, I went to a party and I said basically the same questions I just ask you. What would you tell a new person in training?
Mm-hmm.
All the actors, training. Hey, I can be an actor. Yeah, you can book your $200-$300 gigs. If you really want to be an actor, you have to really train. So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I think it's really, as actors, it's really important to understand that storytelling has been around since the dawn of man, and there's a reason for that. It's really embedded in our DNA. Stories really reflect the reality of our experience here. And as actors, we really have the opportunity to really give to society, to people. We're like the shaman of the tribe. We get to enlighten. We get to inspire. We get to shine and shed light on important things, the human condition, on things that we all struggle and wrestle with. We get to entertain and make people laugh. I feel like this is more than, to me, than just going, I want to be rich and famous. And if you want to be, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your objective. But I think there's something deeper and bigger here that we get to experience as actors and as artists. We get to really put something positive into the world that really matters and counts. I hope that my fellow actors out there and artists are really holding that in their heart as they go out there and forge into the business. And yeah, we all want to work and we all want to be successful, of course. But hopefully you also want to share a piece of yourself that you find meaningful and important with the world as well.
Hey, Stephen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to enlighten my audience. I know there's a lot of actors that listen and sometimes they get a little fluff here, a little fluff there. I think you have something that they can actually sink their teeth into. And if you want to find out more about Stephen Remember on Amazon, there's a movie that he wrote, produced, and starred in. It's called One Night. Just go to his website. It's called themasteractor.com. You can get started for free. And if it's something that fits you, I'm sitting here thinking about doing it myself. I think I'm going to try a month out because I need help myself. So again, I appreciate you being on my show.
Thank you so much, Dan.
All right. So if you want to find more about Stephen, just go to themasteractor.com. Don't forget to check out my real estate website, TEAMRILEY, teamriley.com. Oh, really? No, Riley. TeamRiley.com. Welcome to Season 8. I'm your host, Johnny Keith of Actors2020Podcast.com. Until the next episode, bye-bye.